expecting kind of what?
Fast jump in housing starts. This indicates this is another barometer that had to work.
We've had a little
pause, they call it, in the economy. I'm not an economist, but everyone indicates we're going to have a strong finish this year and a good year next year. So I'm optimistic.
You struck very hard at Senator Mondale and also Jimmy Carter in their position concerning defense. Why? Why so hard?
Well, that's their record. You know, the record's there.
Record almost against every new...
And if Senator Mondale had his way in this country,
he should become the president of this.
Our policy would be where we would be insofar as the leader of the free world is concerned, as far as peace and freedom are concerned.
There's a great deal of concern among Texans and those in the southwestern part of the United States pertaining to oil and gas. They say our gas is going out of Texas. It's going to the East Coast, the West Coast, and the North. They're paying a smaller price than we're paying for it here where it's produced. The Federal Power Commission has established certain levels on it. Why can't we get the same deal that the rest of the country is getting, price-wise?
Well, I don't know specifically about Texas, but I say in a general way, the Ford administration and the Republican platform is for deregulation, not only to make it price,
but also
to go out and explore for more gas and more oil.
Texas, on the other hand,
is to break up the oil and gas companies, and I think they try to pitch it in a way that it's maybe politically popular, but there are a lot of shareholders on these companies, a lot of stockholders. They're not owned by one person. There are a great many independents in the state of Texas, oil and gas independents. They're not in that upper bracket. They're out trying to find oil and gas for all Americans. So we think our program of deregulation would help in Texas and would also help in the rest of the country. It's no good to be cold and without gas and complain about the price. We'd rather have the energy, even if we had to pay more for it.
Government has subsidized big business before, the railroads for one, the aircraft industry for another. If the cattle industry in Texas were to fail, to fall, would you be in favor, would the Ford administration be in favor of subsidizing it as they have other big industries?
Well, if you're talking about a program that would put some price support under livestock, my answer is no. I don't believe the American cattlemen want this. They don't want the government in their business. What they want and what President Ford has done the past 10 days is to slow down imports while the cattle market's recovering, and the cattle market has strengthened the past 10 days. But I wouldn't suggest we have livestock producers, maybe something of that kind, maybe loans, but certainly not any grants or subsidy, long-term loans, but no outright subsidy.
What is your feeling of the Ford administration concerning gun control? You spoke out very strongly in favor.
Yeah, we've talked about that up there. White House
reference here. You get this long list
of 70 something, you're great. Total number of people. There's progress instead of views known. I think no doubt. I understand in LA. We had a meeting this morning with Mexican Americans, and I told them what I knew about the case, and it's operated by a Mexican American advisor to the White House. It has gone to the Justice Department.
Do you think federal intervention is called for here?
I don't know. I think what they want to make certain of is that it's not just forwarded somewhere and laid aside, and they would like to have someone look at it and make a decision.
If their cases will be laid aside, what are you doing to assure them on a concrete basis that they will not be left out of another Ford administration?
Well, we have a pretty good record insofar as the super great appointments are concerned. Mexican this morning, over 300 Kennedy, 9 under Johnson, 70 some under President Ford.
At the beginning,
as I said, that isn't really very many when you look at all the super grades and the good jobs and the responsible jobs in any administration. But it's a recognition of their importance and their value. and a number of Democrats there who indicated very strongly that they liked President Ford as a man, they liked his policies, he was accessible. And that's really what Carter said, and how many times he's apologized to former President Johnson and Governor Wallace and Billy Graham. We've never said a thing we had to apologize for, don't intend to, don't intend to be personal. But we do intend to be tough insofar as setting the record straight. And it's hard to do with Carter because it's hard to put a glove on, but I think they ought to take a look at their candidate.
What about import beef prices? That's a big concern here in Texas and cattle country. Do you plan to do anything about import beef prices?
Well, what we plan to do, what we are doing under President Ford's leadership, shut down on the import quotas, keep some of that beef that was coming through Mayaguez out of this country, make it count on the quotas. And he's done that by executive order. Congress failed to act. The Congress and the President moved very quickly. So again, that's a step in the right direction. The American cattlemen of that decision. I think next year we'll look into the entire meat import law and see if the quotas are too high.
Also, what about natural gas prices? Do you blame Congress or who's to
say? I doubt about it. Congress stewed around for a year and a half talking about energy and running around the country playing politics with our energy crisis. The results are the Liberal Democrats in the Congress have produced nothing. We have no deregulation. It's a lot of talk in the Congress.
I honestly think that President Ford's done that much better in this campaign than Jimmy Carter. It's been a campaign of mistakes to those of us who have watched it.
Well, I don't know. Governor Carter started 3 years ago, and he... We understand that people are going to vote for specific areas, not just around the lake.
Texans were upset about the extension of the Voting Rights Act to Texas. How did you vote on this? And do you think all the connection with the election code, the power to monitor elections.
And I voted for it, but I don't know precisely how the question is aimed on record, so I guess I'd have to judge my record.
To a nonprofit corporation in Zavala County, run by the Raza Unida Corporation, Raza Unida Party. Democrats are complaining that it wasn't submitted to approval.
Working very hard for Mr. Carter, and I assume he wouldn't be out praising the Republican administration. But it is a litigation, and I don't think I should comment on it.
Well, the Watergate Special Counsel did uncover evidence that the committee to re-elect the president in 72 did try to influence the election with just such grants. And in fact, the last time Zavala County got such a grant, a big federal money, too.
In fact, either. I don't know what the prosecutor found insofar as grants were concerned. But I'm not so naive. I've been around politics long enough to know, and I'm certain the governor has it. There are things that happen during election year that can be construed as being politics. You know, they might have been in the mill for some time. The grant might be made or the contract might be let. And I'm not so naive to believe that some of it may be timed for political purposes. But insofar as the one in question, I just don't know. I don't think that's the case.
Another issue, the Hayes Morales case, a group of Mexican-American here in San Antonio, as you know, are trying to get the Justice Department to prosecute under civil rights statutes. They got convicted of aggravated assault and the murder of a Mexican-American.
Right.
Would you push to get the Justice Department to...
Now, we met this morning with Mexican-American leaders, and they asked the question, the President's Mexican-American representative was there from the White House. He indicated that it had been transmitted to the Justice Department about a week ago. It was under consideration. Certainly, it should be under consideration. That's what they want. They want a review of the case and some decision made and some decision outlined.
Would you recommend pro or con? Is there any way...
I'd recommend it be reviewed, certainly. I don't think we just ought to transmit things and let them gather dust. That doesn't satisfy justice on either end.
Okay. That brings me to another area. The Mexican-American judiciary, only 8 blacks out of 600 judges in the United States, out of the U.S. attorneys in Texas, only one is Mexican-American, only one is black. Now, is the Ford administration trying to do anything to remedy this lack of representation in the judiciary?
Oh, I think so. I think we've made a real effort. You know, we can point with
the pride
to the fact that there are many more Mexican-Americans, for example, in high positions in government. I think 70-some as compared to
3.
We recognize the problem. And the encouraging part to me is when we met with the
Democrats,
they have confidence in President Ford. They
visit with President Ford.
Not only does he visit,
they're convinced he follows through.
So I think
the answer is yes.
I think we must do more. We haven't done enough.
There's no doubt about it.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you.
Americans. Among his stops was a visit to the Mexican market in San Antonio, Texas.